The next section, then, he wants us to understand here is divine compassion and the eradication of suffering, right? He says, so keeping this in mind, this idea of God is different from us, and yet he, has affections and that sort of thing. He doesn't respond, but he does have these various affections. He says, keeping this stuff in mind, we must see the importance, then, of properly construing God's love. It is simply not true that for God to love and sympathize with his creatures, notice, he must necessarily suffer as they do. Suffering is not a constitutive element of love, right? So in order for him to identify, he doesn't have to suffer, right? God may express deep compassion, he tells us, for those who suffer without suffering and hurt himself. This is a great source of comfort. Notice, the sick do not need another sick person, but a powerful and loving healer, right? So, yes, a person can sympathize and have compassion over a sick person, but they don't have to be sick themselves, right? So if God were of such a nature that he suffered when his creatures suffered, think about that. Every time a creature suffered, God had to suffer. Then he would be the most to be pitied, right? Is what Christensen tells us.
Right.
His omniscience and love would taste the bitter poison of every tragedy in history. The majestic God, he says, would be dethroned in misery.
Right. And we might think that suffering is kind of this necessary quality for love because, it's ideas of, if you get married, you say goodbye to your time and money, the old ball and chain. if we read our stories about love, it's always, the liar revealed. Aladdin has to be Prince Ali in order for him to get Jasmine, but then, he's revealed as the guy out in the street, or it's the man and woman who are separated because of some kismatic, serendipitous tragedy of events, a tragedy of comedy, and so kind of from our desire to dramatize love, I think that's where our idea kind of suffering in love and I think when we speak like that too, it's important for Jesus to suffer because he can love us better, or he's able to relate to us, and therefore we can relate better to him. It seems like our explanations, while that might be helpful and truthful in some capacity, as we'll get into a little bit later, I think that's where kind of the mix-up tends to happen there.